2 Samuel 13. Some time passed. David's son Absalom had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar, and David's son Amnon fell in love with her. Amnon was so tormented that he made himself ill because of his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and it seemed impossible to Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of David's brother Shimeah, and Jonadab was a very crafty man. He said to him,
"O son of the king, why are you so haggard morning after morning? Will you not tell me?"
Amnon said to him,
"I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister."
Jonadab said to him,
"Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Let my sister Tamar come and give me something to eat, and prepare the food in my sight, so that I may see it and eat it from her hand.'"
So Amnon lay down and pretended to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king,
"Please let my sister Tamar come and make a couple of cakes in my sight, so that I may eat from her hand."
Then David sent home to Tamar, saying,
"Go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him."
So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, where he was lying down. She took dough, kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. Then she took the pan and set them out before him, but he refused to eat. Amnon said,
"Send out everyone from me."
So everyone went out from him. Then Amnon said to Tamar,
"Bring the food into the chamber so that I may eat from your hand."
So Tamar took the cakes she had made and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. But when she brought them near him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her,
"Come, lie with me, my sister."
She answered him,
"No, my brother, do not force me, for such a thing is not done in Israel. Do not do anything so vile. As for me, where could I carry my shame? And as for you, you would be as one of the scoundrels in Israel. Now, therefore, I beg you, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you."
But he would not listen to her, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon was seized with a very great loathing for her. Indeed, his loathing was even greater than the lust he had felt for her. Amnon said to her,
"Get out!"
But she said to him,
"No, my brother, for this wrong in sending me away is greater than the other that you did to me."
But he would not listen to her. He called the young man who served him and said,
"Put this woman out of my presence and bolt the door after her."
Now she was wearing a long robe with sleeves, for this is how the virgin daughters of the king were clothed in earlier times. So his servant put her out and bolted the door after her. But Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the long robe that she was wearing. She put her hand on her head and went away, crying aloud as she went. Her brother Absalom said to her,
"Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? Be quiet for now, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this to heart."
So Tamar remained a desolate woman in her brother Absalom's house. When King David heard of all these things, he became very angry, but he would not punish his son Amnon, because he loved him, for he was his firstborn. But Absalom spoke to Amnon neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon, because he had raped his sister Tamar. After 2 full years, Absalom had sheep shearers at Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. Absalom came to the king and said,
"Your servant has sheep shearers. Will the king and his servants please go with your servant?"
But the king said to Absalom,
"No, my son, let us not all go, or else we will be burdensome to you."
He pressed him, but he would not go, but gave him his blessing. Then Absalom said,
"If not, please, let my brother Amnon go with us."
The king said to him,
"Why should he go with you?"
But Absalom pressed him until he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him.
Absalom made a feast like a king's feast. Then Absalom commanded his servants,
"Watch when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, 'Strike Amnon,' then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not myself commanded you, 'Be courageous and valiant?'"
So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons rose, and each mounted his mule and fled. While they were on the way, the report came to David that Absalom had killed all the king's sons, and not one of them was left. The king rose, tore his garments, and lay on the ground, and all his servants who were standing by tore their garments. But Jonadab, the son of David's brother Shimeah, said,
"Let not my lord suppose that they have killed all the young men, the king's sons. Amnon alone is dead. This has been determined by Absalom from the day Amnon raped his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, do not let my lord the king take it to heart as if all the king's sons were dead, for Amnon alone is dead."
But Absalom fled. When the young man who kept watch looked up, he saw many people coming from the Horonaim road by the side of the mountain. Jonadab said to the king,
"See, the king's sons have come. As your servant said, so it has come about."
As soon as he had finished speaking, the king's sons arrived and raised their voices and wept. And the king and all his servants also wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, son of Amihud, king of Geshur. David mourned for his son day after day. Absalom, having fled to Geshur, stayed there 3 years. And the heart of the king went out, yearning for Absalom, for he was now consoled over the death of Amnon.